From the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, I'm Randy Conan, the Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, visiting with Nick Prothro with Wild Rice Seed and Insurance here in Ada. And Nick, looking at a crop here, late start like everybody else we've been hearing?
Yeah, I mean, late from what we're used to the last few years, I'd say, you know, we look overall, it was probably pretty close to normal. Sugar beets and wheat, you know, mainly were in the end of April, first part of May. Corn, we'd have liked to see him get in a little bit earlier, you know, May 1st to the 5th start date, kind of on a lot of the corn. Soybeans were, you know, kind of following that. The guys that didn't have corn, that don't have corn, they got their beans in early, you know. So it was, I would say, average, you know, but a little bit later than we were used to the last few years, certainly.
Are we going to see any difference in maturities or finishing how based on how when this crop was put in the ground?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the earlier you get in, the better start, you know, for the season, better dry down. You know, it depends on the fall. If we get a good fall, you know, the later stuff will still continue to dry down as is. But, you know, right now it's looking, you know, I would say maybe early on the corn side, just for the heat units. The beans, with this rain we've gotten recently, I think the beans are going to get stretched out probably into October. But the corn, some of the corn might be able to get started planting or harvesting the end of September. Through October. So yeah, it's you know, every year's a little different, but we're looking like a, I would say, average fall.
How was moisture this year?
We were really good early on. Timely rains right after planting through the basically the middle of July. The last rain we got was July 22nd around Norman County here. That was about 3/4 of an inch. And then we didn't get rain for another month. The last rain or the next rain we've got was last week, Thursday, Friday. So we went 35 days without rain, and then we got about an inch and a half here in the last week. So on the end of the year, it'll look like average, but we were pretty dry there for about a month, month and a half.
Beans suffering because of that or not?
The beans took it the worst. I think the corn was able to deep root quite a bit better. Soybeans got hurt the worst. The rain we got this past weekend, though, it really – never really seen beans respond like they have. They did really seem to soak up. I was concerned that we were already past the point we were not going to recover from. But I think with this inch and a half of rain, these beans really did swell up. And as long as there was green tissue and a little bit of seed in that cavity in the pod, it looks like it did take advantage of that rain. So I think we'll be okay there.
Maybe luck by with just timely, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously got worse every day without rain, but boy, if we wouldn't have gotten it last week and it would have been another week, it could have been really bad. But it's still not going to be what it was there. We took probably 15 bushels off the top, but hopefully there's still enough to make up for it.
Disease or insect issues this year?
You know, not really. We had a lot of guys that went with insecticide treatment on their soybeans. It did hold back basically all the aphids. There was a few aphids that came in late, and really the only fields we saw them in were the fields that weren't insecticide treated on the soybeans. Corn, on the other hand, I've seen more corn borer this year probably than the last 5 years combined. Really came in, you know, the last part of July, first part of August, but it was never really at threshold, so we never could treat it. But boy, going out there now, it's pretty heavily infested with corn borer. The guys that did spend a little bit extra on the BT protection, I think they'll probably see dividends this year. A lot of corn borer, but for the most part, there's no cob loss, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Sure. Million-dollar question, I guess, everybody's wondering, though, is what are you expecting for yields?
We're probably going to be at average, unfortunately. You know, we were looking with the prices where they're at. You know, we kind of wanted another record crop like we've had the last 2-3 years. I just don't see that, you know, but we're going to be above our APHs, you know, on the crop insurance side, working with guys. But, you know, for Norman County, I think we're probably going to average in that 60, 65 bushel on wheat. You know, there's guys that obviously had better beans. You know, if you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said 30. You know, we'll probably be mid to upper 30s, maybe close to 40 in some cases. For farm averages, obviously fields and areas will be better or worse. But, you know, if I'm talking straight farm averages, corn, it's all going to depend on the previous crop. You know, if guys put it on beet ground, it's probably going to be really bad. But, you know, we're maybe going to be in that 160, you know, 165 range, which is okay, you know. But had we got rain 3 weeks earlier, we probably could have been quite a bit better.
Yep. And you mentioned beans, too, probably maybe subpar.
Yeah, I mean, guys are going to be disappointed when they get in there with what we had coming. We still got a shot at, you know, upper 30s, maybe 40 around here. But, you know, if we would have got rain 2 weeks ago, it could have been 50 plus.
Sure. All righty. Red River Farm Network's Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. I'm Randy Conan.